obviously, you know, a lot of environmental issues have been popping up in Delaware, and a lot of concerns have been happening, and there's been a lot of legislative activity. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the kinds of, you know, environmental actions that lawmakers have been taking, I guess, in the past session since you've been in the legislature?
Oh, well, that's a great question. I would say there's a lot of folks in both the House and the Senate that are really passionate about environmental sustainability, environmental justice. I know Representative Longhurst kind of spearheaded what they call the Clean Water Act, which was HB 200, and that passed this year. I believe Senator Pinckney has worked on some things in the Senate. Representative Larry Lambert is a big environmental advocate in the House as well. Senator Hansen. There's been quite a few different pieces of legislation, but I have to be honest with you, I don't have like a list in front of me of what's passed, but I would say I'm optimistic about what we can get accomplished because there are so many folks that are really passionate about this area, and it impacts a lot of Delawareans.
Yeah, it sounds like that there's a lot of old and new lawmakers that are passionate about environmental issues, and you yourself are among them, being someone who's, you know, really passionate and focused on those environmental issues, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, why are these environmental issues important to you specifically?
Specifically to me, it's always been an issue that's been important to me and that I've been interested in. I remember as a little kid, actually, my mom reading me this book about recycling and the importance of, you know, reducing and reusing. And so it's always kind of been part of, you know, our family's kind of culture. And growing up, when I was in high school, I remember being part of the environmental club. And at that time, we weren't recycling paper. And so some of my classmates and I, we would go around and collect paper and make sure it was recycled. So it's just kind of been a part of who I am. I remember joking about being a tree hugger at one point. But it's just really important to me that we're preserving our environment. And as a Muslim and as one of the first Muslim elected to our General Assembly, it's important that I also am paying attention to one of the tenets of my faith, which is to really pay attention to how we're treating the earth, which was given to us as something we're supposed to be a steward of. And so, you know, for me, it's personal. It's a spiritual connection, and also just thinking about folks that are within our communities that are dealing with, you know, polluted water, polluted air. It's not so much an issue in my specific district, but it impacts a lot of Delawareans. And as a part of our General Assembly, I have a responsibility to act in the best interests of folks across the state. Mm-hmm. And so the Green Amendment, I think, is a really important way for us to do that.
Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, environmentalism and taking care of the environment has been a big part of you just growing up as part of your family and just as a basic tenet of your faith being Muslim. And one of the things that you've been working on and that we're talking about today is the Green Amendment. For people who might not know what a Green Amendment is, why don't you explain what that entails?
Sure. So the Green Amendment is a constitutional amendment to Delaware State Constitution that would protect our natural resources and our environment for not just Delawareans now, but for future generations. And there's at least one other state, Pennsylvania, that has one as part of their constitution where they enshrine in their constitution their state's residents' right to clean air, clean water, and a clean environment. And at the moment, plenty of other states are also in the process of trying to add this protection to their state constitution.
Yeah, I think Pennsylvania and I believe also Montana is the other state that also has a Green Amendment. Both of those, from what I was doing in research, were passed back in the 1970s.
That's correct.
I guess
yeah.
there's been kind of a big gap between those two amendments that were passed and now a lot of other states that are considering, including Delaware.
That's true. And one of the exciting things about it is, so it was passed in Pennsylvania and Montana a long time ago, but in Pennsylvania, at least, it wasn't being interpreted in a way that was really protecting the environment and residents. And only recently was there a court decision that really interpreted in the way that it was originally intended. And so the way that we have drafted the constitutional amendment for Delaware is with the help of a major advocate in this space, Maya Van Rossum, and making sure that the language is written in a way where we make sure that we're protecting the rights of Delawareans and we won't have, you know, 40 years of it not being interpreted in a way that protects their rights.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask is if, you know, since one of our neighbors has one of these two green amendments, that you guys have looked at that and seen the effects of that amendment over, you know, the course of decades, and that's sort of being incorporated in order to ensure that it actually does what it's meant to do.
Exactly, yeah. And I owe a lot of credit and, you know, respect, honor, thanks to Maya for her advocacy on this, and we've been working with her as well as a lot of other community advocates that are, you know, really well aware of the issues that their communities are facing specifically and how the Green Amendment could help protect them in the future.
Mm-hmm. And now Delaware doesn't currently have any of these sorts of environmental protections in law right now, does it?
So we have some like regulations through the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. But when you have language like this in the Constitution, it brings a stronger level of protection. And it also informs us as a legislature, when we pass legislation, that we should always be keeping this in mind, that Delawareans have a right to a clean and healthy environment, pure water, clean air. And so that would then inform future legislation. The importance of having language like this in the Constitution really can't be overstated.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, because it sounds like the goal of this is to almost force environmental legislation to become a priority down the line in the future, because lawmakers need to take into account these protections that Delawareans have a right to.
Exactly. And, I mean, the timing of it is key. You know, we're dealing with a climate crisis. Issues of the environment are getting increasingly important. And so I think, you know, it's really important that we have this added to our Constitution. And because it's a constitutional amendment, it has a higher threshold for it to become law. So it doesn't just need a majority. And it has to actually pass twice. So it has to pass this session and then again in the next legislative session, which would be the following year. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a marathon, but it's really important that we get started on this now, you know, for ourselves and for future generations.
Yeah, starting it right now, because, I mean, if it started now, it wouldn't be able to pass the first time until next year, and then it would have to pass again the year after that or the year after that. So there's potentially a lot of time, and that's why getting it started right now is important.
Exactly.
Another thing, I mean, you mentioned this amendment being in law in the Constitution will help guide legislation down the line. I'm wondering if another intent of this is to also, I guess, help hold corporations accountable maybe for their actions in releasing pollutants into the air, or give room for, you know, lawsuits for citizens if they have environmental concerns, and allow them to, you know, say, sue a corporation if they're releasing toxic chemicals into the air.
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, so part of the legislation is to recognize the state's obligation to serve as a trustee to protect and conserve the state's natural resources. And that's a really, really important part of this. And, you know, there have been instances where, in my opinion, we have dropped the ball as the state. And there are communities all up and down the state of Delaware that are dealing with, you know, like I said, air that's polluted. There's communities in Newcastle County, when they come out of their house, their car is covered in some kind of dust that they don't really know what it is, but they know that people are coming down with cancer at rates that they didn't have before. And we have communities in Sussex County that can't drink their water and are having trouble selling their houses because their water is so polluted. And so, you know, it's gone on for too long. And we also need to think about the future. How are we making sure that these kinds of problems don't impact other communities moving forward?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously this is a constitutional amendment. It requires a lot of votes. It also, I believe in the House, it does require some Republican votes as well to get this sort of thing passed. I'm just wondering what you've heard from maybe other lawmakers that you've been talking to, and what are the sort of chances you can see in kind of actually being able to get this passed?
Sure. Yeah. So I have had some conversations. Like I said, it's, you know, it's a long-term kind of effort because it's a constitutional amendment, and with us being virtual and then hybrid and then in person, it was kind of a crazy legislative session this year. So I'm looking forward to continuing those conversations with my friends across the aisle, in the House especially. You know, some of the concerns folks have to do with economic development, and especially with regulations that we already have in place around like housing, building new housing and things like that. So, you know, I'm looking forward to sitting down with folks and talking about their concerns and also giving reasons for why, you know, those aren't necessarily things they should be worried about when it comes to the Green Amendment. But I'm optimistic. I mean, I wouldn't be, you know, running the piece of legislation if I didn't think it could pass, right? So I think it's definitely a possibility. And, you know, we have all of next year's session to try to get it through. And I'm optimistic that we'll be able to get it done. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you might be employing some, you know, similar tactics as from what I heard. I was actually at the Clean Water Bill signing where Representative Longhurst was talking about some of the same things that she did with the Clean Water Bill, talking individually to all of the lawmakers about their individual concerns. And then I even heard Senator Lopez come up and talk about how environmental issues are not a bipartisan issue because everyone should have access to clean water and, you know, clean air and all of those sorts of things. And so it sounds like that's sort of what you're hoping to do, is talk individually with lawmakers and address their concerns and ensure them that, you know, this is something that everyone deserves access to, no matter the
political
party.
Yeah, absolutely. Representative Longhurst has been very successful with constitutional amendments over the past few years. And so I'm definitely, you know, taking notes and paying attention to her tactics and strategies that she's used. Like I said, she's been very successful. And, you know, kind of a mentor to me when it comes to the constitutional amendment process. It's like I said, it's a heavy lift, but I think it's definitely possible, especially on an issue like this. Like you said, it's an issue that impacts all communities. Doesn't matter if it's a blue, you know, in quotes, community or red, in quotes, community. And like I said before, there are communities in Sussex County that are really struggling. And there have been legislators like Rep. Shoup who's put forward legislation to try to address the water quality issues in Sussex County. And so it's one of those issues that I think unites a lot of people. And, you know, for that reason, I'm really optimistic that we'll be able to get this passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the hope is to introduce this next legislative session, I assume, probably somewhere in the beginning, right?
Yep. That's the plan.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me about the Green Amendment today.
Thanks for having me. I love talking about issues like this, and I hope I'll be able to come back another time.